It's Sunday morning service at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist, Asheville's historic African-American church. Sunlight pours through pastel-hued stained glass windows, and churchgoers bow their heads to pray. But Deacon Bernard Oliphant keeps his eyes open.
One of the most dangerous times in any church is prayer time, because technically everybody's eyes should be closed. But that's when security's eyes are open. We're always watching and ever vigilant.
Oliphant is seated in the second row next to his wife, Joyce. It's the same pew his parents sat in when he was a child. He says much of this century-old church is the same as he remembers it, but he doesn't recall security being a concern, even during the heightened racial tensions of the civil rights era.
It wasn't like this when I grew up, but now church security is a primary requirement of every pastor.
He helped create the church's first security ministry. It's made up of volunteers who take on roles like sitting in strategic corners of the sanctuary and organizing security for church events and funerals. Oliphant, who's a retired Army colonel, has another tool in his security arsenal. Under his gray Sunday suit, he's carrying a pistol. He's also enrolled other members of the security ministry in concealed carry courses.
Have been trained on weapon security, weapons operations, and protecting people if they have to fire.
They regularly practice together at a shooting range. But he says it's only one step of many the church has taken to improve security. They've also installed surveillance cameras and held meetings with law enforcement. Pastor John Grant says church leaders spurred into action after the 2015 shooting at Emmanuel AME in Charleston. A self-proclaimed white supremacist entered that church and killed 9 African-American parishioners.
We figured that if it could happen anywhere else, it could happen here.
That's a sentiment felt by other religious and racial minorities, particularly as mass shootings and hate crimes have risen consecutively for the past 3 years. From 2016 to 2017, FBI figures show the number of hate crimes reported in North Carolina rose 12% to 166. Nationally, reported incidents rose 17%. Jeff Stucker co-owns On Target, where concealed carry classes are filling up.
It used to be just all white men would take it, you know. Now I've got groups from all races, all religions, and I think it's good from an aspect of education.
Stucker has been teaching firearm safety for 2 decades. He says he's noticed more interest from women, minorities, and LGBT groups in the last few years.
It's not just churches and organizations, it's other groups that may feel threatened in this time of perceived hatred.
But the decision to take on certain security measures, even for something as seemingly straightforward as locking the doors, isn't always black and white. Here's Rabbi Justin Goldstein of Congregation Beth Israel.
Going back to something as simple as a locked door, most communities, I presume, want to engage in the radical hospitality that our scriptural traditions compel us toward. And can you do that with a locked door? And yet those same scriptural traditions compel us to protect the sanctity of life. And can you do that with an open door?
Rabbi Goldstein is wrestling to find that balance. Recently, his community confronted it after the mass shooting last year at Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Goldstein says he thinks measures like surveillance cameras and locked doors only offer a false sense of security. Instead, he says he'd rather see the nation come together and address the larger underlying issue, access to guns.
American society would be served well by taking a honest and deep look at what role the tools of firearms have played for us, and try and gain a deeper understanding of why is this a unique plague in our society.
Meantime, Goldstein says he's keeping the doors unlocked during service. The rabbi says the synagogue's role as a sanctuary overrides what he calls a perceived threat. I'm Cass Harrington.